How many of you like benefits? I do. I like benefits, you know. If I were a young person, I know that a lot of times they tell you when you go to a job, the first thing you should be concerned about is how much money are we going to make? That the money will come according to how much they need you. More importantly, you may want to ask, well, what are the benefits? What is my retirement going to look like? What is my insurance going to look like? Coming to a place like this, what might be the housing benefits? So benefits are very important. But I want to preach to you this morning about benefiting others, you know, which I think, yes, we like benefits, but how can we benefit? How can we personally benefit others? And I want to let you know, you can benefit others when you praise Jesus. When you praise Jesus, you can benefit others because they hear you. They hear your words, and those words can speak to where they are. God can use you the same way that he uses me to get his word to somebody else, and especially somebody else who does not know who Jesus is. So this morning, we're going to be looking at Psalm 103, just five verses, five little verses right there. And how many of you know what is the longest book in the Bible? Yeah, that's right, Psalms. Does anybody know how many chapters? 150 chapters, and they're all songs. So you could actually rap them, you know, for those of you who are young and like to put it in into music. But a good way to learn the book of Psalms is it's broken up into five books. The book of Psalms is really five song books. And so those chapters, not evenly divided, but they're all in one of those five sections. And it is said that the book of Psalms actually mirrors the first five books of the Bible. And so you can look into that, or you can do AI on that, or whatever you do to see. Like the first group may deal with creation and some of those things and praising God about that and so forth. Ours is in the fourth part of the books. It is in the fourth book of this praise book. And in the chapter 102, they had a hard time, a difficulty, because the temple had been destroyed. And so David, who wrote a lot of the psalm, he didn't write all of the psalm. Did anybody know that Moses, they have a song of Moses in the book of Psalm? Look that up when you get a chance. I'm not going to get you to go run after that rabbit right now this morning. But David is writing this song in order to encourage the people to remember what God has done for you. Yes, the temple has been destroyed. Yes, you have had turmoil in your life. Yes, you are going through difficulties, but don't stop praising. Let's look at what it says in verse numbers 1 and 2. Read it with me together now. You ready? Let's go. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh. So in your mind, you should be saying right now, Pastor Gainey, let's get on with the benefits. I want to know what you get out of it. You know, it's like the young man and the young woman that goes to get married, and you tell them, an older couple, there's a lot of benefits in getting married and being faithful to your spouse. Can I get a witness? Some of you older folk in here like Cheryl and I, can I get a witness? Yeah. And even in the point where the benefits are beyond intimacy, some of those benefits are being able to have somebody that will walk through you through the valley of the shadow of death. So thank God for the benefits. Let's find out what are the benefits. And there are five of them. There are five of them for those of you who like to write stuff down. And I want you to think in this. These are not benefits for you who are saved. You are already saved, so you already have the benefits. All you have to do is just remember, I got $1 million in the bank. You got $1 million in the bank. You didn't know that? That's right. You have the benefits. I praise God so that others might know they can have the same benefits that I have. Are you with me? Hey, that'll make you sing a little bit louder. I mean, you know, I saw you when you were singing that song that Sister was singing this morning. Everybody was into that, you know, and so forth. Well, let me tell you, all of our praises ought to be like that when we recognize that they can have the same thing that I have. They can have the same benefits that I have. What are the benefits that we have that others, for those of you who just came in, our topic is the benefit or benefiting others through our praise. Benefiting others through our praise. What's the first benefit? The first one is perfect forgiveness. Perfect forgiveness. Perfect forgiveness. 103a says, who forgives, the Lord does what? Come on, say it with me. Who forgives all your sins. Now, I don't know about you, but I need that. How many of you didn't sin this week at all? Is there one person in here who did not sin at all this week? You mean to tell me I'm in a church full of sinners? You mean to tell me that everybody in here sinned? I want to let you know something. I got to raise my hand too. Thank God. Thank God. And I'm not playing around this morning because I don't want to be weighted down with my sin. God says I forgive some of your sins. A few of your sins. Every now and then. You mean to tell me, Chris? God says, my son, my daughter, every time you fall, every time you mess up, you don't have to stay down. Get up! I am a forgiver of all. Jesus was once asked about that. How many times should we forgive? Oh, he says 70 times, seven. In other words, people are sinners and they're going to fall. You said it this morning. You fell this week. I fell this week. And don't ask Sister Ganey about the times that I fell this week because I don't want her to testify on me. But I thank God for forgiveness because when you forgive and praise God, guess what? The other folk learn how to forgive too. If God can forgive me of all my sins, if God can forgive me of all my wrongs, if God can forgive me of everything that I've done against him, certainly I can forgive some of the people. Not saying I'm there yet with everybody, but I'm growing and I'm better than I used to be. Why is that? Because I have a benefit from God. He has forgiven me perfectly. I like what it says in John, 1 John 1:9. It says that if you confess your sins, that God is faithful and he'll do what? He will forgive you of all your sins. And not only will he forgive you, but he'll clean you up. He'll give you a fresh start. He'll let you start all over again. And wherever you messed up, you don't have to go back to that anymore. That's the first benefit for others. Because you should already know that. I have forgiveness. But there may be somebody in here this morning that doesn't know that God is a forgiving God. Can I get a witness? Number two, perfect peace. Whew. Perfect peace. Not only do I have perfect forgiveness, Sophia, I've got perfect peace. And he heals all your diseases. Well, when you look at that, you might say to yourself, oh, Pastor, that doesn't say I have perfect peace. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because do I believe that God can heal you of your sicknesses? I do. Do I believe that God will heal all of us of our sicknesses? No, I don't. That's God's will. And that's God's thing. And don't you believe anybody that will stand up and tell you all you got to do is just ask God, just tell God, cure me of my sin. And he's going to do it, because you can't tell God to do anything. And God is not giving these benefits because you praise him. You already have them because you are in relationship with him. That's why the benefit is for somebody else, so that they could get in relationship. But God will give us peace in the midst. In the midst. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus. But can I still get cancer? Yes. I'm a Christian. Can I still get leukemia? Yes. I'm a Christian. Can I still come down with diabetes passed down from maybe my grandparents? Yes. Look at what it says here in diseases. If you notice something, the word diseases is die, which means to divide, and eases means peace. A better interpretation of that text is that God will give you perfect peace. In other words, if you find yourself with cancer, you can still sing, Precious Lord. If you find yourself with leukemia, you can still sing, God is a wonderful God. If you find yourself down and out, you can still tell and praise God that you are my most high. Nothing can divide your peace unless you let it. Unless you let it. Oh, I've seen people. I've gone to my hospital that I go to, Kaiser. I've seen people in there with all kinds of diseases. I've been in, I hate to go to the hospital, because you can get so much in the hospital. But I've seen people in there with bad situations, but they're still praising God. Why is that? Because they have peace. In the Old Testament, I've told you this before. Does anybody remember what is the word for peace? Shalom. That's right. S-H-A-L-O-M. Shalom. And it means peace on the outside. Because they were always fighting against other people. In the New Testament, does anybody remember what the word for peace is without going to your AI? Irene. Let me hear you say Irene. Irene. I didn't think you would remember that one. But it means to have peace on the inside. Jesus, when he gave his first sermon, he told his disciples, blessed are the peacemakers. Irene po eos. Those are the ones who are going to be called the children of God. All churches have good cake makers, good barbecues, and so forth. But what we need is some peacemakers. You see, peace on the inside is what he's talking about. That you may go through all kinds of troubles. You may go through all kinds of situations. You may go through all kinds of circumstances on the outside. But I promise you, not only do I promise you peace, but I'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. People will wonder, how can you be so peaceful with no money? How can you be so peaceful with those diseases? How can you be so peaceful going through those disturbances? How can you have all that peace? And then you look at him and say, I thought you'd never ask me. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. You see, I've got peace that the world didn't give and the world can't take away. Isaiah says it like this, Isaiah 26:3-4. You will keep in what? Perfect peace. Those whose minds are steadfast. That means if they stick. In other words, if you take your mind off of your problem, if you take your mind off of whatever is causing you unrestfulness, unpeacefulness, and put it on Jesus, because they trust in you, put your trust in him, he says, I will give you what? Perfect peace. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord himself, is the rock. Remember we talked about the rock this morning? Marie, you remember that? The rock. That if I just listen to the word, that's not enough. I got to do what? I have to apply what the word says. And if I apply it, if I'm steadfast, he said, perfect peace. I need to praise somebody about that, because there's somebody who's in here right now that doesn't have peace, or they're going through a rocky time. And so maybe I need to let you hear a little, me praise God a little bit. You know, we do that naturally, don't we? When your car is running good, what do you say? Oh, Nelly Bell, she sure is good. She takes me over to Walnut Creek and then takes me back over to Vacaville. But when the car breaks down, what do you say? That no good, sorry car, mine. Can I get a witness? In other words, we sometime, but with God, y'all don't hear me, consistency. If the car don't run, I still praise him. If the car is working, I still praise him. No matter if my situation is up or no matter if my situation is down, all my praises belong to the Lord. Perfect. Perfect forgiveness, perfect peace. I didn't say it first. Isaiah said it first. 2,000 years ago. The third thing he says is perfect salvation, perfect forgiveness, perfect peace, perfect salvation. There are a lot of different religious groups that have salvation in their theology. In other words, there's a lot of groups who talk about going to a heaven. There's a lot of groups who talk about the afterlife or afterlife, but there is no group that says that there is only one way, and that one way is Jesus. The only group that says that salvation is through my belief in God as Jesus Christ, those are who Christians are. Those are the ones who are walking behind Christ. Those are the ones who have put their lives on the line behind Christ. Are you with me? My salvation, you remember last week we studied about the rich man and the poor man. The poor man didn't go to heaven because he was poor, and the rich man didn't go to heaven because he was rich. The rich man went to heaven because he didn't know Jesus. Lazarus's very name means that God will help. He knew God. Perfect salvation. He said, who redeems? What is the third benefit? Who redeems your life from the pit? The pit is meaning hell, or whatever else you may want to call it. It's a place where God does not go. That I am redeemed. I have perfect salvation. It don't get any more perfect than that. Am I wrong or right? It doesn't get any more perfect than that. And can you get any plain than that? There's not been one way. End of sentence. Period. We're not going to have discussion. We're not going to have a forum. We're not going to have a debate. I know Gen X and Gen Z, y'all like to debate today, but no debate. That's it. You want to go to my Father's house. If you want to be with my Father in glory, the only way to the Father is through the Son. The only way to salvation is through Jesus Christ. That's it. I can't flower it up for you. I can't try to sweeten it up. I can't even put splendor in it. There's only one way to the kingdom. And you know what? I've noticed something as I've gotten older. That's the only thing I want. The only thing that'll get me there is Jesus. And when I get there, I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for houses and land. I'm not looking for gold and silver. The only thing I want to do is to be with my Lord forever and ever and ever. That's the only thing. That's the only benefit that I want. Just give me Jesus who redeems. You know, I don't have to worry about it. I'm already redeemed. Oleg, I'm already redeemed. I don't have to worry about where I'm going when I die. I don't have to worry. You know, I can sing this song right now. One glad morning when, come on, help me. Life is over. I'll fly away. Oh, to a land that's way beyond the shore. I'll fly away. And I can really mean it. Whoa, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Y'all got to excuse me. I'm working up here. I go back to my story, the rich man and the poor man. The Bible says that the rich man died and he was buried. The poor man died and the angels came and did what? They escorted him. Can you see that? They escorted him, Cheryl. They took him. Come on. Come on now, Lazarus. You see, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Ain't no waiting around. Don't have to wait until, you know, till another time when the new body comes. When the new body comes, the new body comes. My soul is going to be with Jesus who redeems me from the pit. If you declare with your mouth, let me have your attention, young people. If you've never been baptized, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ, I say young people, old people too. You know, a few minutes ago, I said anybody over 80, I was just teasing about that to come up and stand behind the gals. Forgive me, because I know that there's many of us who, you know, all right, forgive me. But you could be 80 and still don't know Jesus. If you declare with your mouth, you can clear that up today. That Jesus is what? Jesus is Lord. That means Jesus is God. And believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. As simple as that. No 29 classes. We'll give you classes. But if you never lived another day, I have my salvation. Because I believe that Jesus is God. Because the only one who can save you is who? God. And so Jesus has got to be who? If he ain't God, then ain't none of us saved. Don't any of us have salvation. But if he is God, everybody who shouts and praises his holy name, I've got the benefit. I've got the benefit. Will be saved. So then, what are the benefits? Number one, perfect forgiveness. Number two, perfect peace. Number three, perfect salvation. Number four, perfect love. How many of you like, how many of you been in love before? How many in love right now? Raise your hand. Okay, about two of you. No, there's more than two to raise the hand. I had to raise my hand. I'm in love too. Y'all know that already. But God says, you have the benefit already. If don't nobody else, if you don't think nobody else loves you, make it no mistake. I love you. This is what God's speaking now. Matter of fact, he says it like this. He said, and crowns you. Where does the crown go? on your head. Get this in your head. Hey, look at somebody and tell them, get this in your head. Get this in your head. I crown you with love and compassion. God is love. That is the easiest way I could put it to you. God is love. And you will never love somebody. Hey, young people in here. Some of our young people, y'all look so cute. I am not kidding. Y'all look cute with your braces on and everything. You know, young people, they're not ashamed of them braces. They'll show you in a minute. These are my $14 million braces, mama. Nah. You will never know love. Cause you know, you're almost at that stage. Yeah. Boyfriend, girlfriend type stuff. Start kicking it. Can I get a witness? I know y'all look at us and you say, y'all don't know nothing about no love. Look at y'all. Well, you're going to look like this too in just a little bit. Let me tell you what, if you keep getting older, but right now, understand that the first love needs to be Jesus Christ. You need to know that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall never perish but have eternal life. There is no love greater. Whosoever, that's everybody that wants it. The greatest gift in the whole wide world. God so loved. He just loved the black people. Is that right? No. He just loved the Asian people. No. He just loved the white people. No. He just loved the brown people. He just loved the males. Everybody looking at me like this. Are you crazy? Come on, tell him, who do he love? Who do he love? Who does he love? Who does he love? Oh, I need to tell the world. I need to tell young folk. I need to tell old folk. I need to tell middle-aged folk. I need to tell everybody, God so loved the world. And you can have that. And you need to know that you are loved. So that you don't look for love in all the wrong places. And you will never find a more perfect love than in Jesus Christ. I could stop right there, but we got one more. Number five, last one. We're moving pretty good today, huh? Perfect strength. Whew. When you get to be my age, let me tell you, you pay for strength. I'm telling you, that's what all them hospital bills are for and everything. Strength is really, I mean, it leaves you. Y'all ain't feeling it yet, but I tell you what, y'all gonna be looking like this pretty soon. I know you're laughing, but it's true. He says, who satisfies your desires with good things. A benefit. Let me see now. Pastor, you got to interpret that for us now. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Pastor, tell me, what does that have to do with strength? What does that have to do with strength? David is talking to a population or singing a song to a population of which many of them are older and they're in subjugation. Are you with me? And he's telling them, you may not come out of this. You may not see your homeland again, but God is going to give you the strength to make it through. Y'all don't hear me. God is going to give you the power to make it through. Now, when somebody tells you that, what is your first question? Where is that power going to come from? Because I'm all wore out. My experiences have depleted me. I don't have anything left. I'm in slavery right now. Where is this strength going to come from? And he says, so that your youth is renewed like the what? Like the eagle. What is he talking about? Eagles have at the edge. Hey, young people, look at me right now. Look at me. You see my nails? Eagles would have what's called talons. Talons, T-A-L-O-O-N. I believe that's the way you spell it. Talons. And they extend. They can pick up things, and they're big birds. They're like 6 feet tall, and they have a wingspan of another 6 feet, but they can pick up things that are heavy, like a goat and so forth, with their talons. But what they do with baby eagles, because baby eagles, Maria, they're not born knowing how to fly. They get those big old wings, but they don't know what to do with them. And so what the mother and the father eagle does is they take them to the edge of a cliff and they push them over. And while the bird is falling, could you imagine? You've never flown before. What are you going to do on your first fall? Your only desire is going to be what? Help me to fly. Help me do what you do. But you don't know how to do that yet. Before they hit the ground, the mother eagle or the father eagle, those bring those big talons out and they catch them. And then they take them back up to the top of the cliff. And guess what? They do it all over again. And they flip them off and they go down again. Now on the thing, don't leave yet. Oh, I tell you, you don't want to miss this right here. Well, if you got to go, you got to go. On the second time, it begins to click in. I got something. They wouldn't be throwing me off of here. Y'all don't hear me. They wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have something. It may be the third time or the fourth time, but pretty soon it clicks in. Y'all don't hear me? Do you hear what I'm talking about? How many of you, your strength is coming on right now? I didn't know I had this. I didn't know that this power was inside of me. I didn't know that these big old wings, this is what they were for. You see, God has given us an illustration here that tells us your greatest desire in life is going to be for strength. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You see, Jesus will not let you down. He'll catch you when you fall. He'll help you as you're tumbling. He'll help you to get up so you can run again. And guess what, Deacon Georgia? I fell so many times in life, but he's still just what? Picking me up. And he's saying, okay, Gainey, I'm getting ready to fling you again. Until now, I don't scream, I trust him. I don't scream now, I trust him. I don't scream now, I just go where he tells me to go and be what he wants me to be. And Lord, I know I don't have the strength. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the power, but I trust that you do. Go ahead and fling me. And he flung me all the way over here in Living Hope. And I want to see you get flung too, to wherever God has for you to be and for you to do. It may be in your school, maybe in your job. I know it's in this community. But those whose what? Hope is in the Lord will do what? Renew their strength. Not your strength, but his strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk, not be faint. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. I'm so glad to tell them. I'm glad for the benefit. Y'all don't have to worry about it. I can't hardly walk sometimes, but you guess what? It's not by my strength. It's by his strength. Sometimes I can't hardly make it, but it's not by my strength. It's not by my might. It's by his might. I can't hardly do it sometimes, but it's not by mine. It's by his strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. It gives new meaning to that song, right? I'll fly away. Oh, glory. I look for wherever God puts me to bring strength. I look wherever God places me to bring strength. I say, Lord, put me in a place where they need some strength. I know how to praise you. I know how to get loud for you. I know how to sing your praises. I know how to preach your word. I know how to talk about you. My God is an awesome God. I'm done. Benefiting others. Somebody gonna go out of here praising God today. Can I get a witness? And it's not gonna be for you. It's not gonna be for your benefit. But I want somebody to know where my help really comes from. I want somebody to know where my power really comes from. I want somebody to know that this is not some play around joke. That this is real. Come on, tell me. You may be like me. You can't hardly walk. But it's not by your power. It's by his power. Benefiting others. When I praise Jesus and others will collect the benefits. Can I get a witness? They'll collect the benefits you already have. I'm going to ask you to stand. Oh, hallelujah.